In other words, here it's an inyan of he was mevazeh tamei chacham. If you mevazeh tamei chacham, that's like taking away the whole Klal Yisrael. Because the chashivas of the Klal Yisrael is that they have manhigim, they have gedolim. So somebody's mevazeh a gadol, so mele that you're going against the whole Yisrael of a Klal Yisrael. So such a thing it couldn't be meichel. There had to be a limud l'dorei doris that you can't be mevazeh the gadol ador the manhigim. Therefore, because of this chet, Rosh Lakish had it was nifta. Hagmar says that the commissary of Yechon Abasra Tuva, even after Rosh Lakish was nifta, it bothered of Yechon a lot. He didn't have the chavrusa to learn with. Omer Rabbanan said, "Man leizel leisvei ledaitei. Who will go now and be miyashiv das, mean learn with Rabbi Yechonon?" So Neizer Rabbi Loza ben Pados. They sent Rabbi Loza ben Pados. He should learn with Rabbi Yechonon. The mechadah didn't shmata say he was very sharp. Ozal Yosef Kameis or Rabbi Loza ben Pados went to sit and learn in front of Rabbi Yechonon. Komilsa de Rabbi Yom Rabbi Yechonon, whatever Rabbi Yechonon would say, Omla he was said back to him. Tanya the Messiah, have a riot to you. Omar, so Rabbi Yechonon said, "At kevar lokish, are you like Rish Lokish? Balokish ki heavy amina milsa. Whenever I would say anything to my chavrusa Rish Lokish, heavy machshali eskem viabokishaisa. He would ask me 24 kashas on it. Omefarikno lay, and I would answer him eskem viabopruke 24 terutzin. Omemela rav choshmaitato. Omemela would understand the learning very well. That's the way you learn good. You ask questions and give terutzin. 24 questions, 24 answers. That's called the rav choshmaita. But the yad you rav lozim apados." Or Mata, whatever I say, you just say back to me, Tanya the Messiah, you bring me a proof to what I'm saying. Oto lo yadana de shapa kamino. Don't I know that I'm saying good? Now, even though Rabbi Yechonon knew he was saying good, still there's such a thing as Ravcha de Shmaita. Means by asking questions and giving answers, you understand it much better. Heavy ka'ozl, so Rabbi Yechonon went, he felt so bad they didn't have his chavrusa or shlokesh anymore. The koraman, he ripped his clothing, the kobok, he started to cry. The Yomani said, "Heichat palakisha, heichiat palakisha." Like, where are you, Rish Lakish? Rabbi caught Sovach, and he was crying. Ah, the shav daitim inay. So his mind left him. It became a little like nishtata. His mind left him. So boy, Rabbanu Rachmilay, if so, the Rabbanu were mispalul upon him, but not nafshin, he was nifta. In other words, he lost his mind like already. There wasn't a cover that he should be here anymore. Therefore, the Rabbanu were mispalul. He should be nifta, and kachev, he was nifta. Now the Mosheh Rafilu Hachi, even so, Loi Somach Reb Lezer Reb Shimon Adaite. Now we're going back to the Maisa we had before. That Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, he was a policeman, and he had a man killed, and at the time he wasn't sure. Then later we found out the person deserved to. But still it bothered Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, how come somebody was killed because of him? So he didn't feel happy about it yet. So Kiblu Le Yisurei, he was makabel upon himself, Yisurim, pain, that should be his kapara. The Urta Heve, Maichile Shisin Namti, in the night they'll bring him 60 sheets. Let's start from the morning. Nagdi Mitusie Shisin Meshichle Dama. They would have to wring out of these sheets 60 buckets of blood. That's how much dam like he bled over at the night time because of all the boils that he had. Vekiva Dama Vekiva.
Yeah.
From all the pains. Rashi says what? Umoishkin mitachta shishim arevas mleyas dam koyev. Your dam of that from paint that came out of him. That's lashon dam of akiva. The blood that came from the paint, from the boils. Lamacha the next day of the lay deveisuha shishim mini lifter. The next day his wife made him 60 different types of foods. Lifter, Rashi says mine michael shoisim mitainim. 60 different types of foods that he can make from dates. And from figs. He attained him a figs. The ochulu and he ate him. Ubor and he got well. Lehevei shavkele deveisua lemeifig vemedrosha. Now his wife did not let him, Reb Lezer Reb Shimon, go to the base of Medrash. Kiechad ledachu rabbonin. That the bonin should not like keep on bothering him with questions. Since she wanted him to stay healthy, so she didn't let him go to the base of Medrash. The urta at night time omulu achai v'rayu boyu. He used to say to his pains like at night time, he would say to them, my friends, come in. We told them, come in. Boye, achev raye boyu. Petzafro, in the morning, omulu zilu. Go away with nebita Torah. At the night time when he was sleeping, he let the pains come. But in the morning, when he got up, then he used to tell the pains go away because he wanted to learn Torah. Yoimachod, the one day what happened was, shoma deveisua, his wife heard it. Omrush, Omrush, she said, Akko maistis loy lacha. You're bringing the pains upon yourself. Like one night, the wife heard the way he said, pains come in. So now she got angry at him and said, you're the one that's causing all these pains to come upon yourself. Call this mom and Shabbat Saba. You're like using up all my money. Like I have to pay money to heal you, to make all these, to make the food for you, to get the sheets for you. And you bring it upon yourself. Simrado. She felt so bad, she ran away from him. She left him alone. And Ozla Veis Nasa, she went back to her father's house. Saliku, we also, what happened was, Saliku, she went, Saliku, so she went away. We also had a sheath in Safuni. So 60 shipmen came. Safuni, Rashi says, you're the Ayam Yonis, people that go down the ocean with ships. Ailulay, they brought to Rebbe Reb Shimon, Shishin Avdi, 60 slaves. Kinakitin, Shishin Arnaki, each one was holding 60 wallets, some full of money. The Avdullah, Shishin Mini Lifta, and they made for him 60 different types of dishes, again made from this figs. The Yochulu, and he ate it, so the kids, even though his wife left him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of him. Yoyim Echad, one day, Omrullah Lebrate, so his wife said to her daughter, Zil Boki Biavuch, go see how your father is doing. My covet, what is he doing today? Asked her, so the daughter went, Omrullah Zili. So when she came to the father said, go back to your mother. Amrullah Mecha, tell your mother, Shalonu Godu Mishalhem, the money I have here right now is much more than has in your father's house. So Hashem gave me a lot of riches. Kori Anav, she called upon himself, Hoy Sokaniyas Soicher, Mimercha Tovi Lachma. That from the shipmen comes in a lot of bread tea. That's what happened to him. The shipmen brought him all the money and all the food. Ocho v'shosi abari. So he ate a lot and it became better because he was healed. Nofek v'vei medrasha. Now his wife wasn't stopping him, so he went to the base of medrash. Ait l'kaimei shishin mine doma. They brought in front of him 60 different dams, in other words, ladies that had shilas, whether the kesem was tor or tamei. And tarinu, he said, all these dams are dam tor, they're all not nidois. They're all mutter to the husband. Have they come around in their rabbanon? So rabbanon like we're arguing, didn't understand this. The yamri salka daitra lespu chodes veka. How could it be possible that all 60 shilas you pass and they're all tor? Don't you at least have one shilah, at least one sofik? Omru said back to them, listen, im kemoisi hu, if it's like I'm saying is right that the mice are all tor, is yichyu kulam tcharim. They should all give birth to tcharim. The imlav, and if not, there should be on a keva. Tenekeva achas b'neim. One of them should have a girl. If one of these 60 ladies would have a girl, that would be a proof I was wrong. But if all of them have boys, that's the proof I'm right. And the maisa was heavy kulam tzchorim. All 60 of them gave birth to tzchorim. The asikulahu Reb Lezer al shemei, and they all called their Reb Lezer on his name. Who was the maisa with Reb Lezer Reb Shimon? It's the maisa. Tanya was learned. Omar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Kama Piriv Rivia Bitla Rishah Zumi Yisrael. How much Piriv Rivia they stopped the fact that he did not come to Beis HaMedrash earlier. So Rashi learns, who is the Rasha? Rashi says, Malchus HaRishah Sheminu Toifes Gedovim, that they appointed Reb Lezer Reb Shimon to be this policeman, and therefore Blei Bola Beis HaMedrash Tomid, he couldn't come always into Beis HaMedrash. Lamas HaNoshim HaZaman. Or else Rashi says, Lishnachrin was Alishtoi. Sheikh Vosim Malav Beis HaMedrash Mishranim Rabbis. That his wife stopped him coming into the Beis HaMedrash, she is the one that's called Rishah. So the kids, the fact he didn't come into the Beis HaMedrash, it was bad that a lot of Noshim were not able to find out that they were Torah.
He couldn't go to somebody else.
Right, he was the Gotham, says. He was the buck, he was the biggest buck there was. Other people didn't know what was him. Other ones had snakes. He knew clearly.
Why did they come to his house?
His wife wanted to come in, or he was a police. In time, he was a policeman, was good, he was busy. Couldn't find him. The other time his wife didn't let him in either. Or else, Pasha, they don't go there. It's in the Beis HaMedrash. They come. There's the private house. They don't know where to go. Right. Kiyaviko Nayach Nafshei, when he was about to be Nifta, Omalod Vesu. So Lezer Reb Shimon said to his wife, somehow she came back to him, Yodana B'Drabonin D'Rasichalai. I know the Rabbonim are angry with me. Rashi says, Al Shanakochim Ganovim Ayodai, Vein Vahoyil Hen Krovim. And he was a policeman, and he had to capture some bandits that were Krovim to the Rabbonim. So the Rabbonim were angry with me. Let me ask it be shaper, and they won't give me a good levaya. Therefore, let me lie in my attic, just let me stay there, and don't worry about me. No one will happen to me. So that's the mice. After it was nifty, he stayed in his attic. He stayed upstairs. Oh, Malay Reb Shmuel ben Achmeni. Ishtoyele ima the Reb Yechanan, the Reb Yenison. Reb Yenison's wife, mother, told me. Ishtoyele the Veisul, the Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, that Reb Lazar Shimon's wife told her. that Loi Prochus Mitimni, sorry, it wasn't less than 18, for Loi Tovim Yesem Betrain Shon, it wasn't more than 22 years. It was between 18 and 22 years that Ugnisa Bialiyosa, that is, her husband, Elazar Shimon, was lying in the attic, if he was nice. And Kiyabi Salikna, when I went up there, me and Yonah like to look at him, but Messiah, in his hair, he have a mishtamed bintav. I would pull out one hair, minei have a yossi dama. Blood would come out from it. Hits and nothing happened to him. He stayed the same way he was niftam. That's the way he stayed for 22 years. Yom Echada, one day, chaz yo richsha de kanofek miyunya. She saw the way a worm was creeping around his ear. So cholish dat toy, she felt so bad. Is chaz lei b'chalma, so that night he came to her in the dream. Omra li, loy midi, Lamidi, not so bad. Lamidi, have a yom echad one day. Show me bezelusa to tumah rabbanon. One day I heard the way somebody was talking that nice to a talmud chacham. V'loy machoy, and I didn't give him techocha kedaboyle the way you're supposed to. Mashem, he did say something back. He just didn't say it the way you were supposed to. So because of that, he got this little punishment that a worm was creeping.